One of the CEOs in that meeting with President Obama was Scott Davis. He is the chairman and CEO of UPS, one of the biggest package delivery companies in the world, and he joins us now from the White House. Welcome to the program.
Good to be here.
And we'd like to hear a bit of what you and your fellow CEOs heard from the president and what he heard from you. First, we know the president wants American businesses to, in his words, invest in America and American jobs at a time when they're holding nearly $2 trillion on their books. Do you see this as a time to start hiring?
Well, I think it's contingent on the economy getting firmer and better. We want to grow jobs in this country. We want to grow the economy. We need a better economy to get it going. It's kind of a chicken and an egg situation.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it seems to be a vicious circle here, that if people are unemployed, then consumer demand is low, and the president wants you to hire to start that vicious circle turning virtuous.
Well, it is, and we spent a lot of our time today talking about what is it going to take to get the economy going and get America growing. Everything from education to keeping America innovative to growing exports clearly is a big issue. I serve on the Export Council with the president, and our objective is to double exports over the next 5 years. That will create a lot of jobs in this country if we do that.
What about the short term, though? What was the message that that you heard from the president about what he'd like to see happen next year?
More of this meeting was geared to the long term, but I think we all in the room agreed that we've come a long ways in the last 2 years. At the same time, it's still a mild recovery. A 2.5% GDP will probably keep employment where it's at today. We need to get that economy growing faster than 2.5%.
For much of this year, we heard that business was distressed by the uncertainty of what would happen to tax cuts. There's a 2-year tax deal right now. Does that eliminate uncertainty, or does it just mean that you'll start getting more uncertain a year from now?
Well, I think it helps, certainly in the short term. And I think when we're in a period of mild recovery with some risk to that recovery, this will help. And I think you will see better growth in 2011 if this tax bill passes. But we spent a lot of time today talking about, you know, we really want visibility on policy, not just tax policy, for a longer period of time. As companies, we make investments for 10, 20, 30 years. You need a little more visibility.
What's an example of visibility?
I think it's on a variety of policies out there. The big issue that we spent a lot of time on today is certainly the budget deficit. And so I think the Deficit Commission, a lot more good came out of that report than bad, and hopefully that's a basis to start.
A couple of years ago, President Obama was elected, and he seemed to enjoy very good relations with the CEOs of big American corporations. And more recently, we've been hearing about the chill in those very same relations. How would you describe the mood in that room? Were these people a bit disaffected?
No, I thought it was a very open, constructive discussion. There was mutual respect, and both sides agree that we have the same objectives.
So some of those words are the words diplomats use after they've been clubbing each other over the head in a closed room. Was this a frank and open discussion? Was it tense at times?
No, I think it was frank and open discussion. I think I wouldn't say tense. I think there are certainly different opinions out there, and I wouldn't say everybody in the room on the CEO side necessarily agrees on every issue. So we talked about a level playing field around the world for tax policy, you know, the territorial tax issue. Some people agree, some people don't agree, and we've got to work our way through that.
How is UPS doing? You're very closely tied into retail sales. This is a big season. What's happening?
Well, I think overall we've had a pretty good 2010, and I think, you know, the holiday season has started out good. Our retail customers seem to be doing a little better than they would have thought 2 or 3 months ago. The unfortunate thing is before we judge the holiday season, you really have to wait till Christmas because so much of the shopping season is now compressed. It used to be a longer period, really all the way from Thanksgiving to Christmas. Now with e-tailing and people buying on the internet, you're seeing it a lot more done in the last 7 or 8 days.
But would the results of the Christmas shopping season contribute to a decision you might make as to whether to hire up or not, say, or is that a bigger question?
Well, I think the bigger question for us is we will hire based on number of packages we're moving every day. So, for example, the Christmas season, we've added more than 50,000 employees.
So you're the private sector equivalent of the census, is what you're saying.
To a certain extent.
But will they all lose their jobs come January?
Well, I would say certainly a lot of them are temporary. They're college kids home from school and those type of things, so they won't be coming back. But many will come on to full-time jobs. And, you know, the faster the economy grows, the more jobs we add. Back to the export, U.S. exports, for every 22 packages across a border, we create a UPS job. So, again, getting the economy going will certainly add jobs at UPS.
Well, Mr. Davis, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thanks so much.
That's Scott Davis, chairman and CEO of UPS. He was one of the executives who met with President Obama today.